Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply abracadabra. Abracadabra. Now, as kids, we were all fascinated with the magic tricks that we would either see on TV or maybe even go to a magic show. And you see the magician in the black hat and the black cane and the cape, and he may make a rabbit come out of the hat, and he might tap that hat a few times with his cane and say, abracadabra. And if he wanted to make something disappear, he would say, abracadabra. And as kids, we repeated it. If we wanted to practice something at home and pretend like we were doing some type of a trick, we would say, abracadabra. Well, in reality, that word has a significant meaning. See, the term abracadabra has an Aramaic origin, and it simply means I will create as I speak, or it will be created with my words. Imagine how powerful that is, my friends and neighbors. It will be created with my words. In this spiritual life, the abracadabra concept has a powerful meaning because we discover that our words are not just to communicate, our words are to create. In fact, the primary purpose of words is creation. The secondary purpose of words is communication. So when we think about it, think about God. In Genesis 1 and 3, the Bible says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Then we discover in Mark 11 and 23, the Bible says, but if we believe that those things that we say shall come to pass, we will have whatsoever we say. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it will be created with our words. What type of environment have you created with your words? Have you created an environment of health and healing and happiness and joy? Or have you created one of sickness, doubt, defeat, and poverty? All of it is based on what we say. In our SPEAK acronym, we're going to outline the 5 key components that we should all incorporate into our daily conversations, not to communicate, but to create. That S in our SPEAK acronym reminds us that we should always speak words of success. Yes, my friends and neighbors, success is simply the art of achieving a favorable or desired outcome. And our words can help us create success. Now, see, some people think that success is created by action. No, it's first created by words. If you don't believe me, just turn to the book of Joshua 1 and 8, where we'll discover that the book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth, but we meditate therein day and night and observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then we'll make our way prosperous, and then we shall have good success. Notice that, my friends and neighbors, the word shall not depart out of our mouth. Yes, and if we're speaking that word and meditating on it, we'll do it, and then we'll have good success. Never talk about the things that didn't go well for you. I challenge you, my friends, to eliminate every conversation, every communication that discusses anything about failure. We have a winning God. We've been destined to win. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 and 58, but thank be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should talk like winners all the time. We should speak success talk at every opportunity. We should talk about the success, whether it was 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago, 2 decades ago, or 2 minutes ago. Always speak success talk. The P in our SPEAK acronym reminds us to speak progress. Yes, my friends and neighbors, to speak progress. What is progress? It just means that we're getting closer every day. It means that we're on the success journey. Remember when a baby is starting to walk, it stops crawling and starts standing, and then we're encouraging the baby to take a few steps. If that baby only takes 2 steps, we get excited about it. Now, the baby didn't complete a marathon. The baby didn't just walk a mile. All the baby did was complete 2 steps. Well, we got excited. Why? Because it's progress. The Bible says to us in Proverbs 4 and 18 that the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Then we discover in Corinthians 4 and 16 that our inward man is renewed day by day. Then we discover in 2 Peter 3 and 18 that we should grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. You see, my friends and neighbors, progress is a process. You know, some people wear these devices on their arms now called a Fitbit, and that Fitbit is designed to track the steps a person takes. And it's going to track every single motion that looks like a step. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, we should be thankful for every single bit of progress we make, every step we take closer to our destiny. We should get excited. Are you excited about the progress you've already made? Have you looked back and seen how far you've come in such a short amount of time? God has even more for you. That E in our SPEAK acronym reminds us to speak expectations. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should tell people what we expect to happen and not be afraid. Remember, we don't need to speak about what has already happened. Don't speak what happened. Speak what we expect to happen. See, the news tells you all the bad things that have already happened, but saints of God in the kingdom, we speak about all the good things we expect to happen. Are you talking about your expectations, my friends and neighbors? You remember when I was a kid, I used to like boxing and I would watch Muhammad Ali. And Muhammad Ali, he would get out there and he would make a bold statement of what round he was going to defeat his opponent in. He didn't just say he was going to win. He say, if he comes out talking jive, I'm going to knock him out in 5. And if he might be great, but I'm going to drop him in 8. And whatever he said usually came to pass because he would speak what he expected. My friends and neighbors, let's not talk our circumstance. Let's not talk about situations. Let's not talk about problems. Let's talk about expectations. We expect to advance. We expect to achieve. We expect to win in everything that we do. And God has ordained winning for us. That A in our SPEAK acronym reminds us that we should always speak abundance. Yes, my friends, we have more than enough. We have enough to share, enough to give, enough to help. Never speak lack. Never speak any of those things, because the Bible tells us in John 10:10 that Christ came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We should never be lacking in anything. John 1 says that let patience have a perfect work, that we should be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and remember Psalms 36:8 says, and we shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of the house, and God will make us drink from the river of our pleasures. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we will be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of the house of the Lord. We don't have a lack. Remember when Thanksgiving time comes, you know, a lot of people celebrate Thanksgiving, and when they do, it's food in abundance. There's turkey, there's ham, some even have roasted chicken and duck, and you name it, and the food seems like it's so abundant, there's no way you can eat it all. And when people come and knock on the door that you didn't expect, you say, come on in, make yourself a plate, have a seat and sit down. That's the way we should be in every aspect, my friends and neighbors. Economically and socially, we should have everything in abundance. And last but not least, that K reminds us that we should always speak kindness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, kind words tell people who we are in Christ. Remember Colossians 4:6 says, let our speech all be with grace and seasoned with salt. Then in Romans 12:10, we discover that we should be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. Then we discover in Ephesians 4:32 that we should be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, we should be abundantly kind. Speak those kind words. I challenge you, my friends, to say abracadabra. I will create it with my words. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.